This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, Allahu, Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, my dear fathers and mothers, to an episode from the many episodes titled In the Company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray you all keeping well. And to kick off this session, we say all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His guidance subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of our souls and the adverse consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees guidance upon, then none can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees misguidance upon, then none can guide him. And peace and salutations be upon the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, in our last session we discussed the name Allah and we discussed the name Rabb, two amazing names from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And towards the end of the last episode, I recall I was saying how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those and says that when they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they use this name Rabb. So when they look up the creations of the heavens and the earth and they become overwhelmed, they say, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using this term Rabb. They say, oh our Lord, surely nothing of what we see and witness has been created in play for no reason and no purpose. They become overwhelmed and they say, فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. They ask Allah to protect them from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to mention their du'as. Allah subhanahu, and this is in the fourth juz, in the last half of the fourth juz, just before the beginning of Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they say, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they call unto Allah and say, oh our Rabb, indeed the one who you place in the hellfire, that person is indeed disgraced. And the oppressors will never have any helpers. They say, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. They say, oh our Rabb, our Lord, indeed we heard a calling towards Iman, towards belief in our Lord, in our Lord. فَآمَنَّا, thus we believed. Allah, in the ayah it says, رَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا, meaning a caller calling towards Iman and calling towards your Lord, right? Thus we believed. As a result, we believed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that after they say this, they say, رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. They make dua to Allah and say, Ya Allah, as we heard a caller calling towards Iman and calling towards belief in our Rabb, and we believed, Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Our Rabb, forgive our sins. Our Rabb, forgive our sins. رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا. And forgive our sins and delete and remove our mistakes. and our evils. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. And our Rabb, cause us to die with the Abrar. Cause us to die with the righteous. Allahu Akbar. Then they say,
رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادَ.
Allahu Akbar. They say, oh, our Rabb, grant us and give us what you promised us, what we have been promised by the messenger as you revealed to him. Grant us what you've promised us. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And don't disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Cause us to have our book of deeds in our right hands. Protect us from being given our book of deeds in our left hands. Do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Indeed, our Rabb, you do not go against your promise. So Allah says, these people who Allah is praising, these people of substance, these people who recognize Allah in His creation, and they make these du'as, they supplicate in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers them and says,
فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى.
La ilaha illallah. Allah says that Allah answers their dua. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Allah says, their Rabb. They were saying, Rabb, Rabb, Rabb. Oh, our Lord, give us this. Oh, our Lord, protect us from this. Oh, our Lord, this is what we want. Oh, our Lord, we're in need of this. Allah says, they, Lord. Allahu Akbar, answered them. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Allah answered them and said that Allah will never allow to become lost the work of both the males and the females. The good that they do, they will see it on Qiyamah. Whether people recognize that good, whether people don't recognize that good, Allah is a witness to that good. And their work and the rewards of that work will never ever become lost. It's safe, it's protected with Allah. And on the day of Qiyamah, the work of both the males and the females will be presented. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of Jannah. Ameen. So this is the term Rabb, O servants of Allah. And I pray it's grown our self. It's grown our self. And we've become even more attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many names. And what some of the scholars have done is that they have grouped these names that share a specific theme. And for us to cover as many names as we can in our short time together, I have in front of you a theme from the themes of Allah's names. And this is the theme of mercy and compassion. And the scholars say that there are many names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that fall under this particular theme. From them is Ar-Rahman, and from them is Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, the merciful. Ar-Rahim, the benevolent, the kind. Al-Ghaffar, the forgiving. Al-Ghafoor, also the forgiving. And we discussed the slight differences between these names in previous episodes. Al-Barr, the doer of good. At-Tawwab, the ever-relenting, and the one who's ever-accepting repentance. Al-Afu, the effacer of sin. When we look at these names, so for example, Ar-Rahman, we see that it's mentioned 57 times in the book of Allah. Ar-Rahim, 115 times. Al-Ghaffar, 5 times. Al-Ghafoor, 91 times. Al-Barr, 1 time. At-Tawwab, 11 times. Al-Afu, 5 times. And with regards to Ar-Ra'uf and Ar-Rahim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these names in the Quran referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being Ra'uf and Rahim, Ra'uf meaning being soft in nature, but for the purposes of our discussion, this name Rahim. right? Allah has used this name Rahim and said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or from his qualities that he is merciful. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this, then the same rule applies as we took in our introduction together. That we do not say that the concept of mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the same as the concept of mercy with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that rule, al-mathalul a'la, with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's used in the most eloquent of ways and understood in the most magnanimous forms, right? But when we look at the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, how amazing was he in terms of how merciful he was to mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed sent him as a mercy, rahmatan lil alameen, as a mercy to the worlds, right? And when we see how merciful he was, that people did bad to him, but he forgave them. They stoned him in Ta'if, one of the most, or the most difficult moment in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was his most difficult day in his journey inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came out of Ta'if with his shoes filled with his blessed blood. The Quraysh disrespected him, threw sand on him, threw the intestines of animals on him. They disturbed him and they disturbed the people who accepted Islam. And even then he said, let me go to Ta'if. Perhaps I will have some success there. But there the young and the old stoned him and chased him out of Ta'if. Allahul Musta'an. Difficulty upon difficulty, and Allah gives him the option for two mountains that surround Ta'if to come together and crush everyone therein, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says no. Even though he's feeling at the lowest, he's feeling at the weakest, he says it was my most difficult day in my life in terms of my da'wah. He complains to Allah about the weakness of his abilities and the weakness of his strengths. Allahu Akbar. And even then he says, no. Don't destroy them, perhaps their progeny will understand. Subhanallah. Look at this mercy. And when we see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like this, then imagine how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Imagine how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. These are the names that fall under the attributes or the theme of mercy and compassion. Of mercy and compassion. Brothers and sisters, this name Ar-Rahman should be the happiness of our life in this world and the next. By Allah, it should. It should be the happiness of our life in this world and the next. And remember what we said. We want to learn the names of Allah in a way that it matters to us. That it makes a real difference in our lives. By Allah, how can a person be depressed? How can a person be sad? How can a person say, woe unto me, I have no hope. I have no chance of earning Jannah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his beautiful names, is that he is Ar-Rahman. From his beautiful names, is that he is Al-Afu, the effacer of sins. How can we ever, ever feel sad? How can we ever feel depressed? Ponder over these points, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam. We'll take a short break, and on the other side we will really discuss what it means when Allah says that he is the merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu, 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 Allahu.